Love is longevity. And I believe that's what Justin's definition of love is. But let's introduce Justin Murad. Tell him who you are, where you're from, that shirt, what that shirt meaning is. Go ahead, young man.
Yeah, dude, I appreciate it, man. Always good to chat with you. We'll start with the shirt. The shirt was my own personal design for my own personal brand, just because one day, right? And the shirt is, this is the mantra of the universe: more, you know, more anything, more love, more longevity, more health, more food, more anything, really, whatever you want your definition to be. So I put this on and I put this into the universe so I can have
I like more the more food one. I like the more
abundance.
Food.
Yeah, more food, more sex, you know, stuff like that, right? So, but no, I'm in St. Louis. I think we met through a mutual group. So
yeah, through our syndicate.
Yeah, through the syndicate. Yep. Yep. And man, I just been hanging out here. I moved to Texas for a few years for work, kind of bounced around traveling and just trying to enjoy things, man. Trying to create, trying to share and create, man. You
okay,
know?
So the first question I'll ask you then, what are you grateful for in terms of like anything? Like, what are you grateful for at this moment? What are you grateful for in your 43 years of life? No, 40, 40, 42.
It'll be 42 in April. Yeah.
42, yeah, 42 years of life. What are you grateful for the most?
I mean, the most immediate thing that always pops in my mind is, what I'm grateful for is my nieces and nephews, man, just to be able to share who I am with them and just see how they grow up, and knowing that in the future, you know, I'll be able to imprint a lot of the things that you and I have talked about as well, imprint that into their lives in a positive way. So, you know, just impact them. And on top of that, just, I feel like I've been blessed with a great amount of longevity in my life. So I'm grateful for that too. So.
What does that mean in terms of longevity? So love is longevity to me. What does that mean? How can someone implement that in their life? What activities that you think they have to do every single day to live a longevity? I don't even know if that's a word.
It is now.
Longevity.
a life of longevity.
Yes.
It's a mental and a physical and a spiritual, all those realms, you know. So whatever that might look like for somebody, that I feel like all three of those have to be healthy. You know, I make an extremely active attempt every single day to get movement and things like that. So, and then as well as meditation, studies, books, all that stuff, relationships.
Okay, let's just get into it right away then. Your book.
Yeah,
just
man.
Wrote a book. What's it about? Teach some people about NLP, because our mission is to eliminate psychological suffering. That's the key. That's what mental fitness is all about. So just tell them about the book, what they can do, practical things, because they think it's like woo woo, like doesn't make sense, but like, it's what are practical things? You said exercise, watch what you eat, what else?
Yeah, so I got the author copy right here for it. The books will get released in March 1st. But it's just a beginner's guide, man. It's just about, you know, the different really small techniques that you can use, even something as simple as walking, you know, turning a walk into a meditation, you know, focusing on what's around you, not walking with your head in your phone while you're walking your dog or something like that. Be mindful, be alert, and feel how your body feels when you're stepping, to see how your body's aligned, see how your breath is aligned with your movement, that kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah, because it's dangerous to walk around with your cell phone in your hand and not look. I'm sure everybody's done it where maybe I've done it where like I've always walked into like a pole. I'm looking at my phone.
Yeah, I see people doing it all the time, and I, you know, of course I do it too, but I always try to be mindful of my actions. So I'll stop, be like, okay, I got text Shad and boom boom boom, and I'll stop on the sidewalk and move over just in case there's somebody walking by before I get going again, you know.
Especially
so,
like, yeah, somehow like, yeah, just be careful.
Yeah can be so I mean, and there's a lot more other things too, I put in here the science of our breath. You know, some things that I've learned over the years, some stuff that people can find on the internet too, you know,
okay,
and
how,
you know, and also like residual benefits, you know, like, you know, how being in the nature helps us, how the trees help us breathe, stuff like that. And people don't really think about that often, you know, and put that in a beginner's book and make them mindful of that makes them go, okay, I
so
see.
So
give how
them, give them a practical tip in terms of like breath work. Cause I know there's something called box breathing.
Yeah, that's like a pretty popular one. I do that one too. I do that one.
Yeah, so explain it to them, because I was gonna explain on my podcast like earlier a couple of days ago, but I don't know enough about it to like speak yeah. to. So I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to speak to it because I don't like to speak to things that I don't know about.
Yeah, and the box breathing is cool because it's you can adapt it to your own level that you're at, right? So typically, you know, you have a box, and so you breathe in, you hold it for 4 seconds, or you breathe in for 4 seconds, you hold it for 4 seconds, you breathe out for 4 seconds, hold it for 4 seconds.
Okay, so that's the way I explained it. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, but you know, it doesn't have to be 4 seconds. It could be 6 seconds, 4 seconds. 6 seconds, four. It could be six.
Oh, okay. I thought it had to be the same amount. Like,
no. That's it, you can just adapt it to however you want to be practicing. You know, so, and you know, you also want to practice how your breath is going to be moving in within those seconds, amount of seconds. You know, you want it to be really light, controlled, nice and slow, and uh-huh. deep at the same time. And then same thing with the exhalation. You don't want to be just, you know, you want to let it out. Nice and controlled and slow, you know, and be mindful of it, you know, and you don't have to do it very long, a few minutes, you know, and.
Okay. Yeah. That's the thing. People think like it's a lot of work, but like if you do like compound work, like work over a period of time, like it'll be done.
You know, and you can use the breathing. Like I use different breathing patterns when I'm doing my Tai Chi, you know, which is another form of meditation. It's a moving meditation, just like walking, you know, it's a little more advanced, but you know, there's still some simple movements that go with that breath work and stuff too. So all that's in the book. You know, I just felt like I've had all my studies that I've gone through, the things that I practice, and there's a lot of stuff that people don't think about. So I put it in a book and hopefully it helps people. And I'm actually excited to see how it does and see how people react to it.
Okay. So what would you say in terms of like, say your top tool for putting yourself in the present moment, because I think mindfulness is the key. What's your top tool for like people to learn? Like say they're like super anxious and like super, super anxious. What could they do to start being more mindful and in the moment? Because awareness is like that's, presence. What would you say is the top thing?
That's a good question. You know, Jocko calls it detachment. So it's kind of like that. But a lot of times if I'm feeling, let's say I'm feeling, you know, anxious about something, I don't know what it is. I don't say, why am I anxious? Why am I feeling anxious? I say, why is Justin feeling anxious? So it puts you at a 30,000 from the third person view, looking at yourself going, okay, why is Justin?
Who is Justin? That's
yeah, the exactly. Like, why is Justin feeling anxious? And you can go, oh, he's feeling anxious because he has a work deadline. Oh, okay. And you didn't realize at the time why you were feeling anxious, and subconsciously you're feeling it because you're like, oh, it's going to be Monday tomorrow. I'm anxious because of this thing. And like, you wouldn't have thought about it like that if you weren't able to draw back and see yourself from that third person, you know? So,
okay, perfect. So it's perspective, right? Like for instance, Jocko said it on a podcast, I think recently, where like he was like training with his, cause he's an army guy, right? He was training, but he wasn't actually in the fight. He was in the same level as everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to still see different perspectives, but people that are in the fight, like in the fire, they can't see that. If they just step this way, they're out of the fire. They're out of the smoke, but
they're
like, there's nothing, they're blinders. Like, oh my God, nothing's possible. None. Because if you see your stuff from your own perspective, right? Like if you're looking at have blinders on, but if your friend is like to the side and can see what like your blind spot. Mm-hmm. So what you would say, I guess, awareness and like being able to recognize, like see yourself from somebody else's perspective is how you can kind of help yourself eliminate that suffering that you're having, because a lot of people think they're the hardest critics, they're the hardest right?
And going back to what Jocko, you know, Jocko had his analogy, not his analogy, his real life experience was everybody is looking down the barrel of their rifle, and everybody's waiting for a command, and finally he was like, he took a step back and looked around, he made a call, and everybody's like, oh, that was a great call, you know, but everybody was like too so focused, you know.
Yeah, they're too stuck in their lives to like.
Yeah, they're looking down the barrel, like you said. They got the blinders on. They're looking down the barrel in one direction instead of going, putting their head on a swivel, you know. So, it's, you know, and it doesn't have to be, oh, okay, how do I look at myself through somebody else's eyes? You can look at yourself through your own eyes. Like I said, you just take a step back and be like, why is Shaden acting this way? Why is Shaden? You know, if I'm you, you know, I'd be asking, why is Shaden doing this? Oh, Shaden's doing this because he's feeling whatever it might be feeling, you know, and you can recognize it and change it, and you're not so attached to it. That way it just becomes information instead of an emotion. And if you got information, you can do something with
that's interesting. Information. Okay. So information, let's talk about cognitive dialectic behavioral therapy. collect the facts before you make a judgment on something.
Right. Right.
Right. And yeah. make before you judge yourself and be like, I'm fat. Let's make a judgment. Maybe you lost 10 pounds, but you're like, you're improving. Cause what's his name? Tony Robbins, the greatest personal development coach ever. He says progress equals happiness. So like a lot of people judge themselves without understanding, like you're doing the work. It takes at least 90 days to start seeing like a change in your physique. Right.
Yeah. Oh yeah. At least unless you've been doing it for so many years, and then it's even harder. Cause then like, but you know, it gets so specific that when you make that one specific adjustment, boom, you know, you do see a quick increase, even if you've been doing it many, many years like me. Okay. Like I've been on a program for 1 month and I've gained 2 pounds of muscle and lost 2% body fat in 1 month. And I've been working out since that like 2010.
It takes before. A while. So let's do this then.
Yeah.
What would you say like the top thing for putting people in the moment, being them mindfully, other than like awareness, what would something like they can do other than the box breathing? Cause that's something that can relax them, but what's something else like presence, awareness? People don't really think like that, right? They don't see the perspective. So what can they do to help them rather than like, you know, cold therapy, like jumping in a cold shower, that's going to put you in the moment. That's something. But what's something you believe other than exercise? Because exercise puts you in the moment.
Sure.
Cold shower exposure. What's something else? I want to challenge you to think a little bit. What's
Two things pop into my mind. The first one is another concept that's in the book and that Alan Watts talks about is contemplation, where you don't worry about your breath, you don't worry about what you're thinking or anything like that. You just go outside and stare at a tree, you know, and you just see how the sun comes through the branches. Maybe there's a bird singing and you just say, hey, thanks for the gift. You know, take the moment for what it is. You know, if it's cold as hell outside, it was 23 degrees. I'm walking outside. Do I want to do it? No. But I went out there and I was like, man, these clouds look really great. You know, they look really awesome. You know, you just take the moment. The other thing is I think about somebody else that I care about, you know? So like right now I would think about my niece that I'm going to go see here pretty soon. And I would just turn my attention to them and be like, man, they bring me so much happiness and joy. And I feel so loved when I'm with them, you know? And that definitely gets me out of any poopy pants state that I might be in, you know?
Okay. So in terms of poopy pants, so this, the key point about sharing stories and why they have value, et cetera, is you can actually help people like avoid those pitfalls. Sure. So if you could do anything for other people, what would that be? What would that look like? Like you said, love is longevity. So what would that look like for you? Like, what would you, are you living the life that you want to right now? Or are you going to be living that in the future?
There's definitely a future goal for sure. And I believe like yourself, I believe that everything we've done got us to this point, but there's also, you know, all those things that we've done to get us to this point, it's not going to get us to where we want to go next. But I can't say that, you know, I'm living the life that I want to. Of course, I have a comfortable life and I'm grateful for it. And I'm blessed to have all the things that I do now, a roof over my head, a bed to sleep in, food in my fridge, you know, a gym to go to. But there's always something more. And I don't really know. I don't know, man. I don't really know how, other than being able to show people and tell people that, you know, it's important how you talk to yourself. It's important how you show up for yourself. Because not a lot of people know what that means. They don't understand kind of how, you know, what does that mean? Talk to yourself and treat yourself, show up for yourself, take care of yourself. You know, they might have a clue, but, you know, there's so many different ways, man. There's so many different ways.
Yeah,
so.
Right now, like self-love is like taking a hot bath and like not like avoiding whatever issue that you're having.
Yeah. That's yeah. Avoidance. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely not that. Definitely not that.
So.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways, you know, but again, going back to your point, for me, it's going to the gym, going outside, taking a walk and just taking a break from, you know, the typical space that I'm in, which is my house, my work is here, blah, blah, blah. So if I can get away from that and be in nature for a while, you know, I come back and I feel energized. I feel good, you know? And
yeah, I think people need to understand, even like we're connected to nature, where like, if you actually go out and like ground yourself, like, that can be like a good thing.
That's in the book too, a little bit of grounding, you know, and getting the ion exchange from the earth.
Free radicals, it helps with free radicals, like basically like decreasing inflammation and whatnot, things like that.
Yeah, that's a huge thing. And now you can buy mats and stuff, you know, grounding mats that you just plug into a grounded outlet. Yeah, man.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude, it's amazing. Like you can get little, you know, little mouse pads. So while you're on your computer, you know, you can set your elbow on it and stand on a little mat while you're
working. Yeah, there's actually something called what was it called? Like even the lights. So like having sunlight in the morning,
yeah,
like wake yourself up. You can wake yourself up through sunlight.
Yeah, it's
like a 100%. Sunlight like lamp or something like that.
Unless you're like me and you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, there's no sunlight.
Yeah, or like me, it doesn't sleep.
Yeah, or like you only need like 2 hours of sleep. Listen, you're freaking.
Yeah, I flex my. I don't care. Leave me alone. I gotta stay focused. Like, yeah. There's a lot of people. Like I find that like they're so busy. Like no, you don't gotta be online. Like people think I'm on the internet. I'm barely on the internet. I go on the internet, post my stuff, and dip. Like I'm not.
Enjoying the rest of what the world has to give
you, man. I've almost by 10 a.m. I had 8,000 steps already, and I got up 5:30.
Jeez.
Like I've been moving.
Yeah. You got a lot of places to go, man. You're always walking around.
Yeah, I'm all over the place, but like I could take the go, or I could take the bus. I'd rather just walk. Like I was talking to you earlier, right?
Yep.
For like half an hour, I walked to the go station, and then
it was more like 45 minutes because that's
how it was long probably longer.
It was.
Yeah, because I was on the go like half that time. So like 26 minutes to the go. But yeah. Okay. So the question I'm gonna ask you then. So you mentioned if you could do anything for other people is to realize like basically self-governance, like they're the ones responsible for their happiness. That's kind of what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, helping them change their state that way and knowing that it's possible. And like
for the next guest. So I just had an interview He asked about freedom. What does freedom mean to you? How does somebody achieve freedom? This is the second last question. And then we're going to end it off for you asking the next guest the question for them to learn about what you want. But freedom, what does freedom mean to you? What does it stand for? How would you physically see it in society?
I think my definition of freedom is pretty mainstream, if I will. But it's a financial freedom. You know, I don't want to be tied down to working for and which I currently am now, but I don't want to be tied down to working for a corporate business, a corporate job. You know, I want to be able to create something of my own and go where I want to, work wherever I want to, impact however I want to, instead of, you know, having to be on somebody else's set schedule, 9 to 5, 8 to 4, whatever it is, you know. So for me, that's freedom. You know, and also, you know, like I said, so that's freedom of time, freedom of, you know, financial freedom, you know, making, you know, consistently making more money every year so I can do the things that I know is going to be fun for me and do the things I know is going to be fun for my family. And also give back to, you know, like give to charities and things like that. You know, spend my time, extra time writing some books, blah, blah, blah. So that's kind of how I look at freedom, you know, time and money. And I do, you know, I work from home, so I do have a lot of freedom, but still, you know, I still have to be tethered to the work laptop from, you know, from certain times of the day, Monday to Friday.
Yeah. You got to report to the man.
Yeah. And I don't like that. You know, I got to talk to my boss, you know, bi-weekly, you know, a one-on-one meeting for literally no reason. And I'm sure there's a reason, but to me, it's just pointless, man, you know. But so that's my freedom.
Okay. So then what would you want to ask the next person?
Yeah.
To learn their wisdom, what would you want to ask that person?
That's a good question. That's a good question, man. I'm definitely not prepared to ask somebody else a question right now.
That's the tricky one. You gotta like learn. What would you want to learn? Like, say, 20-year-old self. What would they? What question would you want to ask? Like, God, I would say
something like, you know, what have you recently figured out about yourself that is going to help you in the future?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like is there a skill or something that you're in the process of developing that you feel is gonna do something for you and your family or, you know, in your longevity?
I could answer that. It's mental fitness.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. So, but definitely that. But then, you know, if that's like your typical answer, then, you know, maybe there's something else. You know, maybe there's someone else's
answer. Yeah. Everybody has something different, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. So, where can they pick up your book? Where could they find you if they wanted to connect?
Instagram. I don't know. Maybe you posted somewhere. I have no idea. So, JMarad58.
Yeah. I'll post it in the show description.
Yeah, and right now I don't have a link really set up because it's the book isn't going to be for pre-order until March 1st, and then it'll be free for 3 days pre-order. Okay. But right now I'm just sending out copies and from a PDF to anybody that wants to read it for free, as long as I can get some feedback from them. So,
okay.
I don't necessarily have a link for that just yet. I could easily set one up Google Form or something like that and have them link to a download, but I guess I need to work that out.
Okay. That's fine.
But you'll know when it's out, man. You'll know when it's out. I'm excited about it, dude. I got, you know, paperback and a hardback or hardcover coming. And
well, yeah, I like the hardcover. I don't like having the paperback copies of books because it's like, it just seems like soft, like it's going to break, you know?
And it'll eventually be released as an audiobook too.
Audiobook, yeah.
So you could hear in the next few months, it'll be on Audible because I know that's a big thing. It's easy. So okay. It'll be on Audible soon. I am not going to read it. Somebody else is going to read it.
Makes sense. All right. Thank you for being on.
Man.
Just connect with him. And thank you for being on. Just remember to basically do three things every single day, every single moment. Remember to always choose love.
Always choose love.
All right.